This is a good question for a patient. Dijon Simpson, D-E-J-O-H-N, last name is S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 8/3/91. Date of accident is 6/8/2022. Date of service 4/17/2024. The patient is here. He was initially seen at the clinic, Advanced Pain Care, on 8/29/2023. He was seen for a few visits. Thereafter, he was placed in jail, and he recently got released. He has insisted to be seen. He has been referred by his physical therapist. He would like to continue some therapy. There was a discontinuation of his treatment for more than a year. So the patient was incarcerated, and his symptoms are still emanating from the accident that happened on 6/8/2022, in which he was rear-ended. And the accident happened on Grand River and Rutherford. Chief symptoms are still pain in the neck, in the lower back, and left shoulder area, numbness and tingling of second, third, and fourth right fingers. The pain is continuous and felt like throbbing. The pain level is from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected, 7 modified factors for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, walking, driving, and improved by medication. He has headaches that are occupying the front and the back of the head to the tune of 10. And they're mild on a scale of 1 to 10, usually 7, and they're off and on, and sensitive to the noise and associated with nausea, not associated with any vomiting, seizures, or aura. He has no TBI symptoms at this time. He was initially seen at the emergency room at Sinai Grace Hospital, where x-rays were done. CT scan for the head and neck were negative. He was provided with Motrin and other medications, muscle relaxers. And he was initially a passenger in the rear seat on the left side behind the driver. And he was going to a bar. And while he was just trying to get out of the car, he was rear-ended. He did not pass out. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police came on the scene, ambulance came on the scene, and he was taken to the hospital with the ambulance. He was not restrained, and it was a black truck that hit them, and he was traveling with a lift car, BMW. So please review the records for the additional history. In the system review, allergies, surgery, family history is unremarkable. Please review it. He has 4 sisters, 3 brothers. None of them have any problems. He doesn't know about his father. Please review the record for relationship status, employment status. Legal history. And then personal history. In the physical examination, the patient is a 32-year-old African-American male, 6'11", 200 pounds. Blood pressure is 146/104, and pulse is 86 pulse ox is 100. This is a 32-year-old gentleman of average build, nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, no acute distress or acute shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive device. Please use rest of the template for the physical exam, including neurological, psychological, musculature. They're all normal. In the musculoskeletal exam, please mention that on inspection, please do mention in the chest exam that there is a 12-inch long scar in the left chest. However, the breath sounds in the left chest are slightly diminished. Okay, musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment and no scars are noticed posteriorly. Only anteriorly in the left chest, there is a long scar, 12 to 14 inch long, from a previous surgery of gunshot wound. Palpation doesn't reveal any scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, the patient has no tenderness of any area, no spine tenderness, no spasm of the parapetal muscles, hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. In the maneuvers to identify the reproduce the pain, cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Spurling sign is negative. Lerman test is negative. Destruction test was positive. Soto oil test was negative. Myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Chem test negative. Brudzinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joints, no tenderness is noticed. And iliac compression test, bending flexion test, destruction test, Faber test are all negative. Gunsling test is negative. In the extremities, examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. No deficit, no tenderness, normal range of motions. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that there is a limitation of abduction and forward flexion on the left shoulder with motor power of 4/5. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 X60 in general. Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41.1. Nerves M79.2. In the CNS also mentioned S09.90XA. Muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA, M53.82. In lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5. SI spine, M46.1. Plan of care remains from the template. And diagnosis was the same from previous visit originally. and the plan of care treatment plan is from the template. Plan of care is from the template. Patient is provided a new certification for physical therapy to the left shoulder, to the lower back, and 2 times per week with traction massage aquatherapy. He is off work and hospital replacement. His MAPS and labs have been reviewed. He's provided with the following medications: Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN basis for severe pain, 60 tablets, pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram at night for anxiety and depression relief, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry are all yes. Fitness club, yes. A review of the available MRIs. We have the MRI for the lumbar spine showing a herniated disc at L5-S1, 11 millimeter, with a encroaching mildly on the anterior epidural space. And regional area of increased signal of posterior central disc, but no central canal stenosis or neuroforaminal narrowing. Thoracic spine MRI was completely normal, while cervical spine MRI shows herniated disc at C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, and 6 without central canal stenosis. MRI for the left shoulder is not available. Surgical options, yes. Interventional pain procedures, there's a possibility of doing a lumbar epidural steroid injection times 4 and even cervical epidural steroid injection times 2. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. The patient doesn't have very many symptoms of TBI at this time. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. The patient was seeing Dr. Shukr in some past. And Michigan Pain Management on Woodward. Also, he has had a IME exam from, and his lawyer has been contacted. Thank you. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs, patient already has the DMEs. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Contact person. Support, yes. Thank you.